Chapter 20. Office of the Chief of State, Senate Building, Coruscant.
Desha Lor gasped, and her hand flew to her mouth. Wynn Dorvan stood, hands loosely clasped behind his back, his face inscrutable, as he, Desha, and Dalla watched the shocking events unfolding on the Hollow News. They were in Dalla's office, the decor of which was crisply white and scrupulously clean. Dalla was a meticulous and precise woman, and of the Empire, and both these attributes of hers were on display here to anyone who cared to look.
"It's madness, absolute chaos," Javis Tyr was saying, peering earnestly into the cam. "Whereas only a short while ago, the Coruscant Livestock Exchange and Exhibition was a safe, fun-filled way to while away an afternoon, now it has become a site of carnage and terror."
Dalla's face was strained, her green eyes fastened on the unfolding events. This was not the first time news had revolved around something as seemingly innocuous as the exchange and exhibition. Plenty of times in the past, a creature or two, or three or four, had broken loose to stampede about for a while before it was brought down by crack security teams. Or sometimes, the less than savory dealings unofficially conducted in back rooms went awry. But even Dorvan was surprised to see this.
"I received the call a few moments ago and took the liberty of sending out some special teams from the GA," he said to Dalla, who nodded absently, her gaze still riveted.
The cam pulled back to show the main floor as Tyr continued to narrate.
"What you're seeing are empty corrals that should be filled with herd animals. Someone has deliberately sabotaged the gates and set dozens of creatures loose to stampede among the populace. The source of..."
The cam moved so suddenly, Dorvan felt a hint of nausea, and then he saw why. A feline, her skin reddened as she exuded hormones, was bringing a lightsaber down upon another gate, this one containing Rontos. The animals, skittish in urban areas under the best of circumstances, were terrified, rearing and snorting. As they dived for freedom, the Jedi, for it could only be a Jedi, leapt clear, then darted away.
"A Jedi?" said Desha, disbelieving. "But a Jedi would never put civilians in harm's way like this."
"These days they would," Dalla said grimly, her lips pressed together in a thin, furious line. "And have."
"It's a Jedi,"
Javis Tyr was crying, echoing their words.
"Another Jedi sworn to protect has clearly gone insane. Who knows how many innocents will die here, terrorized, trampled, or gored to death. When will this stop?"
The cam swung around to a close-up of the back of a woman's head. Her hair was long, dark, and pulled back in a ponytail. Suddenly, the woman turned.
"You!"
"That's Jaina Solo,"
Desha Lor said, her eyes wide as the Jedi strode up to the cam and covered it with her hand.
"What's she doing there?"
"She, her parents, and her adopted sister were attending the exhibition," Dorvan said.
When Desha stared at him, he answered her unspoken question.
"While we do not exactly follow her or other notable personages around, the GA does take care to know exactly where such personages are at all times. You'll soon learn about this, and I'll be putting you in charge of such operations."
The Twi'lek looked uncomfortable with the idea, but said nothing. Meanwhile, despite the vibroblades Jaina was metaphorically shooting at him, Tyr wasn't giving up. He continued to speak.
"Jaina Solo, can you verify that Jedi Natua Wan?"
Dorvan tuned out the rest, instead listening to a message from his earpiece comlink. He turned to Dalla.
"Admiral, there's worse going on in the dangerous animal hall. I have reports of injuries and a possible fatality."
"Oh no!"
Desha looked stunned and shocked, and again Dorvan wondered if anyone could really be this innocent. Dorvan directed his gaze back to the Hollow News. Javis Tyr had moved away from covering the current crisis. Apparently he had switched to a second holocam. The image was not as clear as before. Dorvan was willing to bet a month's wages that Jaina had damaged it somehow. The fact that Tyr had a backup cam indicated that this sort of thing must happen a lot to a holo journalist.
"Exclusive footage," Natua Wan's murderous rampage is not the first example of a Jedi harming the public, nor is it likely to be the last. And yet the Jedi continue to operate without restrictions. While Valen and Gisela Horn are safely encased in carbonite, Natua Wan is still on the loose. And so, we thought was another rogue Jedi, Seth Helen.
What he saw next shocked even Wynn Dorvan. It was Seth Helen, captured, raging at nothing, and then collapsing on a comfortable-looking flow-form couch. The cam pulled back to reveal what looked like a pleasant apartment, complete with tables and chairs and what appeared to be a state-of-the-art holographic center.
What you're seeing is footage from deep inside the Jedi Temple. Seth Helen, murderer, has apparently been captured by the Jedi and held in a prison that looks like a luxury apartment.
Admiral, did you know about... Dorvan turned. Dala was livid. Her face was white with anger. A vein pulsed in her forehead, and she looked as if she were about to snap the data pad in half. It was obvious she was exercising every ounce of her formidable control.
I take it you didn't, he said mildly, turning back to the news broadcast.
Another figure had come into view, blocking the cam for a moment. Then it moved out of the way and turned to look back at Helen. Janus Solo. The scene cut back to Javis Tyr, looking directly into the cam as if into the viewer's eyes.
When I encountered Jedi Solo a few moments ago, I gave her an opportunity to explain the situation with Helen, but she refused to grant me an interview. I can only conclude that everything surrounding this criminal has been done on the sly. Shame on you, Jaina Solo. Shame on the Jedi. You have done nothing to redeem yourself in the eyes of the public with this action. And Admiral Natasi Dala, you are the leader of the Galactic Alliance. You were appointed such with every hope that you would keep us safe. And yet, right under your nose, the Jedi are smuggling prisoners to safety and lying about it to you. Or are they lying to you? Admiral, you owe us an explanation for your abandonment of...
Dala shut it off. Admiral, my advice would be for you not to be overly hasty. Reports do indicate that Leia and Jaina Solo were able to...
Shut up, Dorvan. Prep security team Alpha and get me Kenth Hamner now.